Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Terramina is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, and Tom spent 14 years at NASA's Mission Control Center, and he was actually part of the disaster recovery team at Mission Control during the period of time that Apollo 13 had their issues. If you remember, folks, Houston, we have a problem. Tom heard those words coming over the speaker. And he's accomplished a lot more since those days, including becoming a forensic business pathologist. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, Foreseeable Risk. And he is our new friend, Tom Terramina. Welcome to the show.
Top of the morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being part of our day. Thank you for your service. I'm so impressed. When I think back, Tom, on when I know what kind of technological capability we have now and the things we're doing, all that does is to impress me that much more to realize that you and your teams put men on the moon with the kind of technology that you had. It's just amazing that you guys accomplished what you did with no more than you had. And did it so really, if you can see all things considered, very successfully.
Well, it's in retrospect, I totally agree with you. The interesting thing is, while it was going on, none of us really got the sense of history. We did what we were trained to do,
mm-hmm.
and that might sound a little bit simplistic, but the business model of Project Apollo, which is not well studied, is what got us through those times. And until the movie came out, a lot of us didn't really have that sense of history.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is that right?
Yeah, it's I've spent the last 40 years trying to figure it out too, because I left NASA in 1980 and went into the private sector running manufacturing companies,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't understand why everyone wasn't pulling in the same direction on a common goal. Going to the moon or building electronics,
right.
You know, to me it wasn't much different.
Mm-hmm.
But the companies I worked with were just so fragmented and going in different directions that it took me a long time to figure out that there's a problem there.
So what you saw at NASA in those days, in the 60s and 70s, you saw unity and strength of purpose and basically folks working toward the same purpose, and when you went to the private industry, you didn't see that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not at all. And
why do you think that is?
Well, I've put it into a series of terms, and I'll go through the list very quickly because I just want to get your listeners to have a sense of it. But the attributes of Project Apollo were vision, mission, values, leadership, process, boundaries, metrics, consistency, and achievement. There's not going to be a quiz on that,
mm-hmm.
but over the last 40 years, I've been able to codify exactly what it is that's lacking in business. And if you listen to some of those terms, they're not part of the day-to-day business discussions we have in conference rooms.
A lot of them aren't. A lot of them aren't, because some of those terms require long-term commitment to certain ideals that the marketplace is not allowing companies to have these days.
That's extremely on the point. It's just we've changed the complexion of business in this country to immediate gratification,
mm-hmm.
Short-term profit, and as you were saying at the top of your show, exit strategy that
mm-hmm.
seems to be more important than anything.
Well, what I'm seeing is, and I'm laying this at the feet of Wall Street. Their focus is on the 90-day conference call more than it, than whether the company is investing for the long term. They're focusing more on today's stock price than whether the company is doing something that will take care of customers long term. And that's not a good way to put a man on the moon and get them back safely.
That's exactly right. And as you know better than I, they are also manipulating that data that they produce to create the world that they want to create for their short-term goals.
We've already seen that, haven't we? And the result of that.
I'm frightened for my grandkids. I really am.
Do you think that overlaying the NASA business model in corporations today would be a good idea?
Well, I think we're almost at the bottom of the cycle of business people not having a clue what to do next to keep their business going. So perhaps we are at that point of desperation where we've got to look to history.
Mm-hmm.
Say, surely there's another model that doesn't hurt people, that accomplishes goals, has long-term sustainability. And to me, I've got to get up every morning and run my company, mm-hmm. and I enjoy it. I love it. And how many business leaders do you know that bounce out of bed and want to go to work in the morning?
Well, small business owners do, and see, this is the thing, Tom, that I've been saying for a long time. There are a lot of things that small businesses can learn from big businesses, but one of the things there is something I think that big companies can learn from small companies, and it's what you just said.
Passion.
Yes. Commitment. Commitment, values, all those things, those are part of the major strands in the fabric of Main Street small business. And
exactly.
America hasn't lost this, Tom. It's just being isolated on Main Street more today than I think it is on in the big companies publicly, especially the publicly traded ones.
Absolutely. And I euphemistically call myself a 22-year startup company. And I do that, you know, I'm continually reinventing myself. But the point is that each day is different. And the business people focus on the intricacies and the hassles and the problems of day-to-day. And they forget what they're doing. They're, you know, it's been said recently that UPS is not in the package delivery business or FedEx. They're in the where is my package business.
Right.
and most business leaders just don't take the time to focus on what is your mission, what is your vision, what do you share with your people.
It's hard to do that when you got a 90-day chain around your neck from when the analysts in Washington D.C. in Wall Street. Quick break, right back with Tom Terramina. We're going to get him to help us make our businesses a little bit stronger after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.